Well, the Kansas-Missouri rivalry goes back to the 1850s. Originally, the dispute was over slavery, but years after the end of the Civil War, things transitioned into an athletic competition between KU and Mizzou, but those games stopped in 2012. Now a group of older women has found a fun way to keep the transition alive. It's called Granny Basketball. The rules are a little different than what we're used to. It's 6-on-6. There's no running, no touching, no jumping, and players only get 2 dribbles apiece. Granny Basketball will host their 3rd MOCAN show-up game this Saturday in Jefferson City. The series is currently tied at 1-1. Joining us by phone this morning is the founder and current league president of Granny Basketball. That's Barb Trammell. Barb, good morning.
Good morning.
Joining us here in the studio is Michelle Clark of the Kansas Prairie Storm based in Topeka. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning.
Also with us is a former player for the Missouri Shooting Stars, Laura McAllister. She's now a referee for the league. And Laura, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Laura, let's start with you. I need to be careful asking this, but what's the age range of players in Granny Basketball?
Anybody who's 50 and over.
Oh, just 50 and over.
Yes.
So 50-year-olds are willing to be called grannies.
Yes.
Even if they're not.
Correct.
Officially a granny.
I am not a granny.
But you're still a granny basketball player.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Barb, how'd the league get started?
Well, it was kind of an accident, really. Up here in Lansing,
These
Iowa.
Things are always an accident, Barb.
I wanted a way to exercise, but I didn't like doing anything. except I remembered that back in the day, I loved playing basketball. And my dad was a girls' basketball coach in the 40s and 50s. And he was telling me about the game that he originally saw back in 1920 in Bondurant, Iowa. And he described the old three-court game. Iowa is mostly known for the half-court game.
Yeah, they play basketball different up there, don't they?
Well, they do. They play regular 5-on-5 now, but back in the day, 6-on-6 was the big thing.
I remember the first time I saw that on TV when I used to work up there at a newspaper in Dubuque, and I didn't know what I was looking at. I was just fascinated by it. Yeah. So, but the game you're talking about is even different than that, though, right?
Yes. Before 1935, the girls played in 3 courts rather than 2, and they wore bloomers and midi blouses, and it was... The rules were very refined and dainty, actually, because the powers that be thought that girls were too fragile to run and jump. And so they didn't allow that. And they couldn't show any flesh, and they couldn't jump and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so after I learned about that, after Dad told me about it, I thought, well, gee, as old as I am, I could even do that. And so we were trying to earn money for an old school building in Lansing. Lansing, Iowa.
Iowa, yeah.
It's a town of 999 people.
I know where Lansing is, yeah.
Yeah. And so I kind of combined those ideas and got together some of my friends. I recruited some tall women from Walmart and so forth.
From Walmart? Are they tall at Walmart?
Well, no, but that's just a place where a lot of people are.
So ah, okay.
I try to recruit from church and that kind of thing. So we decided to put on an exhibition game and use the proceeds to donate to the Old Stone School.
Mm-hmm.
And after that happened, nobody wanted to quit playing. And gradually, as we got media attention, game just kept growing and growing, and so we went from 4 teams and then 6 and then 8, and we were mostly in Iowa. Then Minnesota joined in, and after that, Missouri found out about us. I don't know how these people find out about it, but anyway, it's just grown, and it refuses to stop.
Well, Michelle Clark, so how is the game that you guys are going to be playing here, how is it different than a KU men's basketball game? What's different about it?
Well, I think the excitement will be just as high if we're very close to it, I believe. But
if you can get there, you're doing pretty well.
I know. I know. I mean, you just can't beat a granny shot.
Yeah.
So, but it'll be the 6-on-6 game. We'll be playing with 1920s style rules. And
explain that. 6-on-6 meaning what exactly?
Well, it'll be 2 guards, 2 forwards, and 2 centers. Each of those 2 players in each court and each team. We'll have that. So all together, there'll be 12 players on the court.
Okay, and you'd go from 5 to 6 because why?
Well, I think I might defer to Barb on that one. It's really fashioned after the 1920 style rules.
So, and the game, Barb, it's 6-on-6, but it's the same game that people would recognize today?
No.
Okay.
They wouldn't recognize it at all.
Okay.
Most people don't even remember the half-court game,
right,
where we played 3-on-3 in two courts, basically. But this is in three courts, and so you have two forwards, and they have to stay in their third of the court, and the two centers have to stay in their third of the court, and the two guards have to stay in their third of the court. So basically all you do is dribble twice, pass the ball to the next person until it gets down to the forwards, and then the forwards shoot. They're the only ones that can shoot in this game, and the rest of them just stand there and wait for the ball to come.
I see. And this is played on one basketball court, but the players can only go in certain parts of the court.
That's correct.
Okay, I'm getting it now. Okay. And this is working, Laura, as you watch this, people are drawn to this.
Oh, they are. Just because we can't run, touch, jump doesn't mean they don't once they get on that court. They're very competitive. They come for fun, but anytime you get people playing against each other, they want to win.
Yeah. Michelle, can you talk to us about the Missouri-Kansas rivalry here? I mean, what's on the line when you guys meet up this weekend?
Well, quite honestly, this is a blossoming or a blooming rivalry. We just got started with it. I used to live in Missouri, and that's where I was introduced to Granny basketball. I was a part of the very first year that it got started in 2011. And then I moved to Kansas in the Topeka area for a job and family, and I was granny-less. So fortunately, I was able to still play with my friends in Missouri when we traveled to Nationals or the Jamboree in Lansing, Iowa, or Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Yeah.
But I was always getting the question from my Missouri friends, when are you going to get it started in Kansas? So this past year, we are now at three teams, two based in Lawrence and one in Lewisburg, Kansas.
No kidding.
So it's just so exciting to see the women having so much fun with it.
Well, are you a forward? Are you a shooter?
Well, actually, I have a distinction. I played 1 year in high school, and I went through the whole season without making a single point. So I will admit that. But it's coming along. It's coming along.
So are you a shooter now?
Well, I probably contribute better in the defense and getting the ball away from the other shooters, but mm-hmm. I do enjoy shooting when I can get a chance.
And how intense is this rivalry? What's your sense, Laura, as you look at this?
Well, they're coming in as the Kansas Prairie Storm. They'll go home as the Prairie Drizzle.
Just that simple, right?
Yes.
What's your sense, Barb, of how intense this rivalry is?
Well, it kind of depends on the players. We have people that, particularly the ones that played in high school, that are competitive, in the deepest part of their soul,
mm-hmm.
and they really like to win, and they'll do whatever it takes to win. And then there are the others who aren't so involved in competition. I think the women who were used to being competitive are probably more competitive now than the other ones were. And really, I think about a third of our players have never played before, and so they have to learn all over again. But they don't have that deep down dirty playing. No, not that we play dirty.
Yeah.
just a fire in the belly, I guess you could say.
Yeah. When are we going to have a game in Kansas City?
Well, we hosted Missouri in Lawrence on April the 2nd.
Okay.
And so we played two games, and it was tied up. So we're now venturing. Missouri promised to host us this fall, and so now the day is very near.
What was the final score of that game, or just roughly?
The first game was lost by only 2 points, so Kansas lost the first game.
But how many points were scored in the whole game?
What was the score? 38-36, something like that.
So it was close.
Uh-huh. And then the second game, it was a little broader spread, and the Kansas team won the second one.
Well, Laura, I've heard of a showdown, but what's a show-up game, which is what's going on in Jefferson City this weekend?
Well, as I said, as we discussed earlier, you have to be 50 or older, which means we have players that are 60, 70, even in their 80s. So sometimes it's just a matter of being able to get out of bed in the morning and get up and show up.
You have players in your 80s who show up?
We do. Mm-hmm. Kansas has a lady who's 84. It's a fascinating story. In fact, the Kansas City Star did a front page story
on her. Well, tell me about her. What do you know?
I will
what do
defer
you know about
to Michelle. Let
Michelle?
Her tell you about
Pat. Well, actually,
Pat.
We have two players in their 80s. Kathleen is 82 and Pat is 84. She graduated from high school in 1950, if you can imagine that, and dearly loves the game. I think all of our players dearly love the game. That's why they're back out and delighted to be able to play again. Pat played at the University of Kansas in their intramural teams for women and has a pretty wicked hook shot. So we're just, and she's just a delight. We just love all of our players. Well, and it's great.
Barbara, am I getting the impression here that this is just novel enough that you're seeing big crowds show up for these things?
It depends on the game. We do a lot of fundraisers and exhibition games, and there are a lot of people that attend those. When we have our games, our league games, it kind of depends on the town. Like, there's a little town called Harper's Ferry in Iowa, and people just hang from the rafters to watch them. My team, which is the Great Dames, sometimes we have a pretty good crowd. Other times, kind of depends, I guess, on what else people have to do. But we are very happy with the attention that we get. And by the way, the oldest player in Iowa is 90. She'll probably be 91 this year.
No kidding. Well, Laura, you don't play for Missouri anymore. What happened?
Well, you have to have referees in addition to players.
Yeah.
So I became certified as a referee and found I really like it.
Do you miss playing?
Not at all.
Really?
Really.
What do you like about refereeing?
You get to be involved in the whole game. You get to be a little bossy, which is kind of my nature. I just found, you know, we all have kind of the areas we like, and I found I like being a referee.
And what's the most common foul you tend to call?
Touching.
Can't get touch.
There's supposed to be at least 3 inches between you and the other player, and that is just really hard for these players to not do.
Yeah, okay. Why are the rules different than NBA or college ball? Why is that?
Because when Barb founded the league, she based it on when her dad was a coach and decided to base it on the 1920s rules.
Yeah. Do most of the women have prior basketball experience, Barb, or not really?
No. Quite a few of them do, but about a third of them have never played before. Some of the ladies were in surrounding states, and they watched while the Iowa girls played, but they weren't allowed to. And so now they get their opportunity, and they're just thrilled to pieces. There was this one girl who lived in Dubuque, but she used to live across the river in Illinois. And when she heard about Granny Basketball, she called me up, and she says, I want to play Granny Basketball, and I want to play right now. She didn't get to play when she was in high school. And we were 6-on-6 girls basketball half court when we played. It was just a small town phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
The large schools wouldn't allow the girls to play. There was a girl in Des Moines who tried to get a team together to play, but she was in a big school, and they made her quit because they didn't think it was ladylike.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess all the Iowa farm girls didn't care about that. So they were the ones that played. The big schools did not participate.
Barb, where'd you come up with the name Granny Basketball?
Well, I actually named it for the granny shot, which is between the legs.
What?
Well, yeah.
You mean like you whip it behind you, but between the legs?
No, not behind.
Or in front. Okay,
you're
got you.
In front,
yeah.
You hang onto the ball.
Like the way Wilt Chamberlain used to shoot free throws, yeah.
That's right, yeah, the way they used to do free throws.
Okay. Michelle, what do the ladies do off the court?
Well, we have just a tremendous group of ladies that have come together. Some are retired, some still work, some are business owners, some are teachers. We just have an amazing variety of ladies that are coming together.
Do you like run wind sprints and stuff during your practices?
Well, we usually practice for 2 hours and we'll spend half of the time just doing drills and warming up and still trying to get some skills. And then we'll spend the other half the hour scrimmaging and practicing, getting That's ready to fun. Play the Iowa teams and the Missouri teams.
Barb, is there typically a lot of trash talk going on leading up to a game?
No, not at all. In fact, that's a technical foul.
You ever called a technical foul, Laura, over trash talking?
Not yet, no.
Yeah. How many dunks might we see during a weekend game, Barb?
Well, you can't jump, so there are no dunks.
Oh, you can't jump. That's
right.
One of the rules.
No,
you can't jump?
No, you can't.
How did I miss that? You can't jump. Okay.
Well, this that's one of the hardest things for people to learn, too, because when you go up for a layup, you know, automatically you lift both of your feet up off the floor and jump, or try to jump for a rebound or something. You can't do that. So
it's a
whole different game, for sure.
Well, the Grandy Basketball MOCAN Show-Up Game is going on at noon on October 15th at the First Christian Church in Jefferson City. More information, GrannyBasketball.com. I want to thank our guests for coming in today. Barb Trammell. Barb, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And with the Kansas Prairie Storm, Michelle Clark. Michelle, thanks very much.
Thank you.
And Laura McAllister, who's now a referee in the league. Laura, thank you very much. And good luck this weekend, guys.
Thank you very much.
Okay.